so much.
You wonder if it would pick it up at that distance, but it won't, not as far as
that. I mean, as long as they can hear what comes through, the main thing. We shall hear the replies, will we?
Oh, yes.
Will we all?
Oh, yes,
I'll be all right. Oh, that's all right then.
Yes, because the stewards have got mics connected with a separate amplifier for this. I'm where I would like to be.
Where are you standing, by the way?
I'm standing right over.
Who's that then?
Mrs. Kirkland.
I don't know.
What's she doing?
Come in the coach.
Oh, is that what's happening?
But you're still faint.
Am I faint?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's better.
Is that high enough for you?
Well, let me just go back over record. And just give me a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, okay.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, let's see. Yes, now I'll play back.
So if your tape recorder is mine, then what happened last time? And it appears that it's working and will handle whatever level you push down, so we're not particularly bothered with that.
No.
You can turn it up as much as you'd like, as long as you keep it where it is.
I see. What do you mean I can turn it up as much as I like, providing I keep it where it is?
Well, as long as you turn it up slowly and allow whoever's working the amplifier time to turn the amplifier down again,
I see.
There's a lot of hum and distortion came up, which we just couldn't handle. It was overloading the front end of the other amplifier.
Well, now, I'll give it another... Look, I'll take it out. Now, I don't think that I shall, under any circumstances, want to go five past the hour mark. So I'll bring it up now, just to see what happens at your end. Coming over to 5 past the hour. What's happening? Are you getting a lot of mush? Yes, but you mustn't take any notice of my voice, because I was speaking louder than I normally should do.
Yes, but you're in the insensitive part of the microphone.
Yes, but so's the loudspeaker, you see, too. And you see? And if the voice has come too faint on the loudspeaker, we shan't get it on tape, I don't think.
Yes, we may find that we'll be able to make the microphone so insensitive that we'll be able to turn the loudspeaker
up a bit more for this nearer the field of the microphone. I see, yeah. Since you won't be moving the volume control that much, you can move
the microphone, the loudspeaker, quite easily, can't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better
to have this
loudspeaker on the floor, do you think? Can you turn it down a bit, though?
Yeah.
With these microphones, by the way, it's quite easy to stop the oscillation by putting your hand over the top of them. And it would be sensible to tell the stewards to keep their hand over them when they're not being used, just to avoid accidents of this sort.
Oh, yes. Well, you're very faint now I've turned the speaker down. Yeah.
You've come up very loud on the tape recorder now, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm at 5 past.
Well, what, if you back off a bit...
Now, if you can give me a 1, 2, 3, 4, let me...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, let me check.
I'm talking in a fairly normal voice, about an inch from the microphone.
Yeah, you're quite faint, but let's see if we're getting it. I'll check. Going over to playback.
Code
so that I don't have to talk.
I'll go back up on the rostrum.
Okay.
Without padding.
You're operating without padding.
Yeah.
You're coming through quite well.
Oh, well, that should be alright then.
Give us a 1, 2 at that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right, I'll go over to playback.
Oh, we might have to go 2 o'clock.
Oh, no, you won't build up the
back. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Yes, we can hear
yes,
you.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, lovely.
I haven't met that man before, have I?
No.
No, no, I can't
How
tell you.
How are you, mate?
Huh?
How are you, mate?
I'm well. It's a long time since I spoke to you.
Don't remember you. How are you getting on, what?
Oh, not too bad.
Not that lady. I haven't seen you, have I?
Pardon?
Don't remember that lady, do I?
You don't remember the lady?
No, no,
I'm
Aunt
Douglas, of course, not Auntie Ada.
Oh, no, dear. The first time.
Is it?
Uh-huh. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you, Doug?
Oh.
All the better for hearing you, Mickey.
And Auntie Ada,
oh,
how
I'm
are you?
Oh, I'm all right, Mickey. Thank you, darling.
I hope they can pick things up all right down there.
Yeah.
Are you getting it all right, Tony?
Yes, very well.
Okay, go ahead, Mickey. They're getting it all right.
Funny, isn't it, like this, you know?
Mm.
Different, you know.
Long time
yeah.
since you did this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, oblige me. A long time it is since we was able to do anything like in a public way, because things ain't been well, you see.
No,
you know, I mean,
no.
It's been awkward, you know,
no,
difficult.
You got through lovely, though, Mickey. Mm.
Well, I'll keep thinking about Sean's
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, but he's got another 40 years in front of him.
Oh, dear. How do you think things are going, Mickey? Eh?
Well, we're doing our best.
Yes, bet you are.
In case you're building up, you know.
Yes.
It takes time, you know.
Yes, I know.
And there's been a lot of, you know, sort of, you know...
Preparation
up, you know,
on your side.
That, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, well, Douglas and his tape recorder and microphones and all that, that makes it more awkward, you know.
Yes.
I mean, you have to be... You know, I mean, it's not exactly an ideal way of, you know, working, is it? I mean, we always apparatus and stuff, like, you know. I mean, it ain't like sitting in the proper circle, like, is it? You know,
oh.
where everything's quiet
oh,
and peaceful
yeah.
and harmonious.
But,
I mean, there's all sorts of, I mean, all this love with that there thing there, and you're getting worked up and worrying whether it's getting through and all that,
oh,
you know. I mean, it's not much help, so is it, to
oh,
the conditions?
No.
But I do my best, I can't do the more, can
Imagine
I?
Imagine we're just on our own, Mickey, like
oh,
we
Oh, I wish
you.
I could.
Yes. Yes,
well,
all
you
right.
call that all them people down there? Of course,
oh,
a crowd,
well,
you know?
We're not thinking about them.
Oh, I am.
Funny,
it wouldn't like it if I didn't think about them, would you?
Oh.
Yeah, okay, so aren't you, Auntie Ada?
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, proper one you are, honest you
are. Oh, am
Keep the laughter at the level
yes.
because of the...
Yeah. It is attention, isn't it?
It goes through so
yeah.
loud over the speakers and stuff.
Anyway, I do my best. I see what's what.
Yes.
Try and bring some people through in a moment, but you must be patient.
Yes, we'll be patient, Mickey.
Right.
Don't worry
You're
about us.
You're doing all right. You came through a lot quicker than we expected
yes.
you to.
Well, I must say, it's just, oh, It's an occasion, isn't it, mate? It's all up. You sit there fiddling with your old tape recorder. You'll be full, I'll say. Anyway, we do our best, Douglas.
Yes.
Jolly good, then.
You've done your best and we do ours.
Nice of you to say so, Mickey.
Oh, well, I know you've worked hard all on you. I like trying to get things going. I mean, I understand exactly, you know. I don't think I'm not sympathetic, but you must realise that from our point of view also it's, well, it's different, it's unusual, and, well, conditions are obviously a little more complicated.
A bit strained, I suppose. Yeah.
You know, you understand, don't you, Doug?
Mm. Oh, I understand.
But if you don't,
yeah,
who does, mate? Yeah.
And I think most of the people down in the church understand, too.
Oh, I hope so.
Mm.
You say, Douglas, if they're receiving
it. Yes, they'll soon tell me if it's not coming over.
Oh, will they?
Mm.
Oh.
Okay, Tony. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey, come over, all right?
Yes, very well.
Jolly good.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
He's gone to line them up, then.
We always say that, too.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be organised probably from that side, you see.
Yeah.
I think it's quite a difficult problem for them now.
Yes, yes.
Mm. But it's more difficult than we have any consciousness of at all.
Yeah,
I'd
love to get through.
Well, sometimes it's really wonderful, isn't it, David?
I'm never
really
surprised
is.
At the failures, I only wonder at the successes.
Yes.
Wonderful.
The greatest truth in the world, and the sad thing is that it's completely rejected by the man in the street who's largely indifferent to it.
It's something that money can't buy. If you possess that, it's wonderful.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, friend.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, friend.
I do want you to realize that we are doing the very best we can under what are naturally to us rather unusual circumstances, to say the least.
Yes.
And of course we are very anxious that we shall be able to bring through as many cells as possible. But there again, I must stress the fact that for them, most of them, it will obviously be a new experience, coupled with the fact that they are probably over anxious and perhaps even a little emotional.
Yeah.
We do everything that is possible to do to make contact with your world.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the difficulties are many. The transmission of our thought, artificially, as it well must be, into sound, into vibration, so that you can hear what we, as it were, are in the first instance thinking. All communication, no matter what form it takes, by its very nature, must be thought, the transmission of thoughts, communication between our world and yours, means that we have to endeavor to transmit manifold thoughts, quite often thoughts appertaining to past experiences when upon earth, particularly when it means and give evidence of survival. And you must remember also that many of these souls, many whom you have known and loved when upon earth, in their new environment here, in their new condition of life, entering as they have done into a greater and wider field of vision and experience, gradually material things fall into the background. quite rightly so. But there is one thing that never falls into the background of any human soul. They may forget many things, many personal things, which perhaps you would like them to remember, but they do not forget one thing above all others, and that is love. Their love and their affection, their regard and their interest in you. And in consequence, it is love that bridges the gulf between our world and yours. And in consequence, they are ever eager to break down the barriers that man has built in his ignorance over the centuries of time, break down that barrier so that they may reach you. We come that we might give to you a realization and an assurance of God's love, that love overcomes all things, including death, and those whom you have known and loved still remember you and still love you, and in consequence endeavor at all times, often unseen, unheard, but nevertheless endeavor to assure you of their continued interest and their continued love, and their endeavor to help you and, if possible, to guide you in your material lives, that you might see in this great truth the true path of living. You have a great responsibility placed upon you when you have realized this truth. You have been given a great insight, given to few people. We know only too well there are untold millions of people who have convictions of varying kinds, and they are no doubt in many instances sincere enough. How often do we find souls in your world who profess to believe in a life after death, and yet for some reason, often best known to themselves, of course, they are afraid to try to find the path. And yet, if it were not for communication between our world and yours, I do not think that you would have any religion at all. For the foundation of all religions is based surely upon the fact of communication. All the great prophets, all the great teachers, all the great seers of old, the founders of all the varying religions, all had these spiritual and psychic experiences. The very essence of your beliefs surely is based on communication. And yet there are many who would have you believe that what happened 2,000 years ago cannot happen today. They talk about it as if it was something that could only have happened under certain conditions thousands of years ago in time. Death is the same for all humanity, irrespective of religion, color, or creed, or class. All are God's children, and we come that we might endeavor to bring truth, the realization of God's love for all his children, that they might know that life is truly continuous, and that it is important for man to understand these things while yet on earth, because the only hope for the world surely is for man to realize an immortal life and what it entails, and that as you build in your world, so you are constructing in the realms of spirit. You are building day by day by your thoughts and your actions that which you yourselves will find in that time that is yet to come for those of you that are still upon earth. If only man can realize that all the time by his thoughts and his actions he is preparing the path, not only for himself but for those that follow after. We bring you truth. I know there are many conflicting conditions which we have to contend with, and we do not blame you for your doubts and your fears. It is only natural, it is only right that you should have doubts and fears. We understand only too well how blinded by material things, how difficult it must be for you to see spiritually clear and straight. But we come with a great truth. We come with to you that you might see and know of the reality of spirit, We bring to you those whom you have known and loved, who still know and still love you, who still have their personality intact, who have not changed all that much. It is true they have become spiritually enlightened, that they have, as it were, developed a little further on the road of spiritual progression, but they are still human, they are still real people, as you have known and loved them, and they are indeed anxious that you should be in touch, for to be in touch means that you are becoming a little more conscious and aware of the things that truly are of God. Your world is not remote to us. Your world is very near. Our world is very near to yours. It is only the blindness of man's materialism that separates us. We come with love to help you, to guide you, to uplift you, and to serve you, and to do God's will among his children, for truly we are of God. There will be those in your world who will endeavor to explain away many things, strange though it may seem, that these truths, which are the fundamental truths of all life, all religious teachings, these things which are the very basis of all the creeds and the varying degrees of experience, in religious experience, there are many who try to explain them away, but these things are fundamental and true. As little Samuel heard the voice in the temple, and so Joan the maid heard the voices that led her country to a victory, so we come with the voice of the Spirit to break down the barriers that man has created. The great teachers, the great prophets, the great saints, all these were psychic and spiritually inclined, and in their wisdom saw these truths. Truly you are blessed, my friends, that you have this knowledge. Do not therefore keep it to yourselves, but go forth into the highways of your daily lives and give this truth to all who will listen, for truly it shall lead your world out of the darkness and lead you into the light. Your world is in such dire straits, in such dire need, such desperate need today for this truth, and I maintain that it is only this truth that will save your world, and we are ever ready to help you, ever ready to serve you, ever ready to guide you. Be of good faith and good heart. We shall never, never fail you, my friends. All here send their love and blessings. Now I will make way for others. I can only ask that you will reciprocate, that you will endeavor to help them to the best of your ability, knowing that it is not easy, that they have made great effort and given up much to come to you. May God be with you.
God bless you, friend. God bless you. Lovely, that one.
Yeah.
Did that come over all right, Tony?
Yes, quite well, Douglas.
There's a lady here whose name is Shepherd.
Yes.
She wants to contact somebody in the hall. Well, hold on.
Someone in the hall, do you? You paid someone? No. What's your Christian name, friend?
Are you Dolly?
Yes, I'm here with Will.
Where did you live, dear? Can you tell us that?
Where did you live?
You're having a little difficulty.
Yeah.
Just a moment.
Flory. Come on, dear.
I'm trying to help this lady. She's obviously never been through before.
No.
And she's finding great difficulty. Hold on.
Had a shop, did you?
I can't make myself heard.
Yes,
ask the shop. The shop. Remember the shop? That's a long time ago now, of course I know. But they were happy times. Will sends his love, and so does Jack. And we're all here. We're all together.
Will and Jack send their love.
Yes.
Send their love.
I can't hear what you
are. More on the intercom, please. More on the intercom.
Is Will with you?
Yes.
Yes.
And Jack?
We're all here. We're all together. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm trying to speak as best I can, but it's all very complicated talking through this box. This is Will speaking. Jack's here with us too. We're all here, all the family's here. How are you? Can you hear me? I don't know if you can hear or not. I'm trying to shout through this box business, but hello, hello, hello.
Yes, I can hear quite
well. Edie.
Can you say where you lived, friends?
No, I can't.
Intercom's too low, Tony.
I think Will's gone.
Yes, the contact's gone.
They did try anyway.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Dave?
Yes, the intercom's very low.
Yes, it seems to be getting very quiet. We've got a little bit of smoke coming out the top of the opening
room.
Doris?
Oh, that's
Doris,
a big voice.
Yes. Yes, Doris, who do you want?
Doris?
Are you Doris?
We've got three Dorises.
There's three Dorises. Which Doris do you want, friend? Come along, Corinne.
Come along, try again.
You're nice and loud.
Doris Wright.
Oh, you are Doris Wright.
No, she wants
Doris Wright.
Anyone know Doris Wright? Come along, don't go away.
Is there anyone there who knows Doris Wright?
Would it be Kate?
Right,
yes.
Maybe.
Doris what?
Doris Kate.
Kate?
Kate. That's near enough.
Yeah.
Doris Kate. Yes. All right, speak up again, Doris.
Doris Kite.
Yes,
I'm Doris Kite.
We can't hear the intercom.
Douglas, yeah. We're having a little bit of trouble with the intercom.
She wants to speak to Doris Kite in the audience.
It's Gran Kite. I want to speak to Doris Kite.
Yeah, she's speaking to you, dear.
She's speaking
to
you.
Gone now.
I don't know if I can make myself heard now. Can you hear?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear what I'm saying, but I'm trying to speak through a
spokesman.
It's a bit complicated when you're not used to this sort of thing, you know. Can you hear now?
Yes.
My name is Andrews.
Andrews?
Aye.
Andrews
Liversons. No, we'll get a wee of your man. My name is Robert Andrews. Bob is my name.
Rob.
I'm Robert Andrews. Can you hear?
Yes.
I'm trying to talk through this thing now, but I'm not quite sure if you can hear what I see. I came from Glasgow. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you all right. Yes.
Do you know anybody in the hall?
Anyone know Robert Andrews from Glasgow?
Anders.
Hey. I want to talk about, I'm not quite sure if you can catch what I see. It's this thing that you have to speak through. It's a bit of a nuisance now. I wish I'd keep the thing still.
You're doing pretty well.
Aye. I've been going regular to that meeting of theirs down there now.
Have you?
Aye.
Oh.
Hmm.
But do you know anyone in the hall?
Aye. Can you know he?
Yes. Yes. Who do you want?
Thompson.
Thompson.
Can you hear?
Yes, we can hear. All
yeah, they can hear. Thompson, we can't hear what they're saying yet.
Harry.
Harry?
Can you not hear now? I'm shouting at the top of my voice.
Yes, you're doing well.
And Haru.
Can you find anyone there?
Aye, I want to speak some Haru. Haru.
Haru?
Aye.
Found.
Hey, no, you know Harrow.
Harrow?
Hey, in Middlesex. Harrow.
Oh, Harrow in Middlesex.
Hey, yes. Can you know, understand what I'm talking about? I'm shouting.
Yes, we
I'm trying to make myself heard.
Yes. You want someone from Harrow in Middlesex, do you?
Hey, I've been going there to meeting.
You've been going there to the meeting?
Hey.
Oh.
And there's someone in the hall that knows you, is there?
There's meetings. In the meetings. Hello? Oh,
yes. Anyone down there who knows this gentleman?
From Harrow.
Is it Harrow on the hill?
No, he's been going to the meetings there in spirit.
Yes, I mean, there are some people that come from
there. Do you mean that you went to the meetings when you were on Earth?
Hey, I lived up in Scotland for many years, and then we moved down to Harrow, and I used to sometimes go to spirit meetings there, and it's the same people that I knew. I'm not sure if you can hear. I'm shouting here through this box now. Can you not hear now what I see? I'm trying to get through.
Yes, you've got through all right.
What's happening down there, Tony?
We blew a fuse in the amplifier, very embarrassing. But I think we're back on the air now, okay?
Oh, sorry, right.
I trust that happened to me.
Oh, you're doing very well.
Well, this Scots gentleman used to go to the meetings at Harrow on the Hill. Is there anyone from Harrow Church
there?
There
is. I know they got tickets.
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
Okay, Deborah.
Hello.
Oh, you're from Harrow, are you? Do you know this gentleman?
Me? No.
No, like in the...
Well, there's Mrs. Pye there, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
How long ago is it? If, you know, the years, if you could sort of get the years, you know.
There's Mrs. Pye in the audience. I've got tickets from her on the hill.
Peter.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
The gentleman here, Mrs. Pye, from Harrow, he said he came from Harrow on the Hill.
He comes from Harrow on the Hill?
Yes, he's a Scots gentleman.
I don't remember a Scots gentleman
from
Harrow.
No.
Is it one of our late friends from Harrow Church?
Can you speak up, friend? Come along. They've got got a lady from Harrow for you.
Hello. Do you remember me at Harrow? Or were you before my time there?
Yes, he's gone, I'm afraid, Mrs. Pye.
Contact's gone.
Yes.
Marjorie is being called now. Come on.
Marjorie.
You're Marjorie.
My name is Marjorie Harrison.
Marjorie Harrison?
I'm Marjorie Harris.
Marjorie Harris.
Harris.
Harrison.
Yes, come along, Marjorie. Speak a little louder.
Yeah. Douglas, there seems to be smoke coming out of the amplifier. We might have to cut it very short. In fact, I shall have to turn off, I think.
What, the public address amplifier?
Yes, I'm going to have to turn off, Douglas, okay?
Yes.
Right, all right, we'll carry on tape.
Dear,
what's happened down there?
Can they still hear us? They can still hear us.
I don't know, they'll get it going in a moment, I think.
Mm. Come along, Marjorie. Then.
Come along, Marjorie.
Keep on speaking.
Come
on, Marjorie.
Can they still pick it up in the hall, do you think, Douglas?
Yes, we'll keep going.
We'll keep going. We chance it, you say. Come on, Marjorie. I'm afraid she's gone now.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind, someone else will come.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mickey will come back then.
He wasn't recognised, that Scots gentleman.
Oh,
he spoke quite well.
Oh, yes. It was just a...
rich voice.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And can they hear me in the church hall?
Yes, we know who you are.
Yes, we can recognise
you,
Mrs. Britton.
I'm very anxious to know if they can hear properly.
We're not in touch
just at the moment, but you may be coming through all right there and there. But they can't speak to us.
You
at
know,
the
Douglas.
Yes.
Should you have anything like this again in the church?
Yes.
I would strongly advise you, if you can possibly arrange it, to have the medium on the platform in the audience.
We can do that.
Because I think it is obviously much more difficult when you are relaying it from a room such as this down into another room or hall. I think also there is a lack of complete sort of cohesion, as it were, between the two, you know?
Yes.
I think there are many problems which would be solved much better if we could in future have the medium on the platform, so that there is a greater link, a closer tie with the conditions of the audience. And also, of course, it will be much better and much easier for the communicators, and much better, of course, from the point of view of the audience, in the response, you see.
Yes, well, that would be simple.
I know that you've gone to a great deal of trouble, and we're very appreciative of that. Don't misunderstand. We do realise what tremendous effort you've made. But it would help considerably in the future if we could have some arrangement where the medium was among the audience, so that there is that en rapport, as it were, between them, you see.
Yes.
Well, we can certainly arrange
you see
that.
Now, I don't know quite what is happening in the moon you do in regard to this business of your amplification. I don't really know much about it, of course, nothing technically, but we are trying to get through.
Yes.
We'd like the audience to know, Mrs. Britton, that you are Mrs. Britton, who gave us the seven principles.
Oh, yes.
You see, I hope they can hear what I'm saying.
I'm always very anxious and most interested in everything that goes on in this particular church.
Yes.
I've always had a great affection for it.
Yes, I know you have.
And I do know how well and hard you work.
Yes.
and we're only too happy and glad to come and work with you.
Thank you very much.
That's very nice of you, Mrs. Britton, and we'll certainly take your
advice. Are you
with
in communication
them.
Down there now, then?
We're just waiting for them to come back to confirm that they are. I don't know, Mickey, at the moment. Anyway, carry on. You carry on, because we're getting it all on tape here. Mm. I should think that they'll come back.
I expect they can hear what we're saying if we can't hear them.
Yeah, I hope so.
Mm.
I hope they heard that.
Yes. Mm.
I think it's probably only the loudspeaker which
well,
is
we did spoken. Expect Mrs. Britton to come through,
yeah.
Really.
Mm. I'm hoping that they'll come back to us any moment.
Come along, dear. Someone else trying to get through. Come along. Speak up.
There's a gentleman here who tells me he was in India for many years and he was in the army and... He's been here now a number of years. He doesn't seem quite sure how long it's been, because time is always rather difficult for some of them to judge. But evidently, he died in England, although he'd spent most of his life, or many years of his life, in India, and been in the army, as I've already said. And his name is Pritchard. And he was a major.
Mm-hmm.
But are we in touch with the audience?
Well,
yeah,
I hope we are. I think it's only the little speaker up to us that's gone off temporarily, and I think you're coming down in the hall all right.
Mm. I think there's an Indian there tonight, downstairs.
Well, Miss Major Pritchard was in Delhi for a time, and also several other places he was stationed, but he came back to England,
yeah.
And he tells me he passed over in 1933, yes, but I want to make sure of my links, otherwise it's wasting power and time, you see. I want to find out if there's a link for the audience, someone will respond, is it?
Would you like to hold on for a moment until they come back on the air, Mickey? Would that help?
This is where it gets difficult.
Yes, it gets
difficult. Holding on to conditions and...
Who does he say he's come for then, Mickey, this gentleman?
I thought that it was only in the loudspeaker circuit, not in the.
Of course, you can't hold the power up, see, so you better carry on, Mickey.
Yeah.
We're getting it on tape.
Yeah.
Yes.
A shame, because it was getting lovely.
As if something was a bit too powerful.
Yeah.
Have everything burst into flame.
Sister eyes too, it's not bells, you know.
What's gone wrong with your equipment now?
I haven't got a clue.
What a shame.
Next time, man, if you're having it like this, make sure you got a medium among the audience, then it'll be much easier. They wouldn't have all this headache about this thing going wrong now.
Yes. Well, we did our best.
Said he wouldn't sit in the cabinet anymore, so we thought this was the next best thing.
You have to do what we tell him.
Well, it would be ever so much simpler, no doubt about that, and we've got a nice big rostrum.
And I says that didn't do as I'm told. That's his ground medium there.
Mm.
Yes. Because he said you won't do things. Yeah. Well, who are you, friend?
I'm
Who's talking to us? Come along. We're having a seance anyway, is that not
that is what I'm at the moment.
Oh, isn't it disappointing for the other side?
I feel it,
too. And mine. Hello.
I'm Jeffrey.
Is Jeffrey on his mum and dad?
Yes.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Can you tell
us,
Jeffrey?
So there's a boy here who was anxious to contact his parents, but if we're not getting any contact with below, it's going to be really hard going, but...
You carry on, because we're getting it on tape, all right, Mickey? Don't you worry about what's happening downstairs. You carry on here.
I have to, because if they can't hear us, what's the point?
Well, we have it on tape. You can't hold it up, can you, Mickey?
I manage to just carry on, mate. Do what I can, you know that, but, you know, but...
Yes.
After all, it's that lot downstairs. I want to get in touch with him, don't I?
Yeah.
I can't think what's holding him up. Unless something really serious is going wrong with the amplifier.
Cool, it ain't blowed up, has it?
Well, we hope not. We hope not.
The sound of a small corner. I should have thought that it had only been something minor, otherwise they would have been up here to tell us.
Well, I should have thought so, and tapped at the door and told us. Yes. Yeah. Oh dear, it's the worst of mechanical stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those boys must be in a real sweat.
I'll bet they are.
They can't help it, poor loves, can
they?
No,
of course
they
can't. They've done their best.
No one can do more than do their best. But I think it is better probably if we, next time, should anything like this pop up, you know, mate, we have our cabinet and have it on the platform, and then everything will be with the audience, won't it?
Well, we
be
could
much
make
more
a nice
sort
big
of,
cabinet.
Yes.
We could.
Yeah.
A beauty, so that your meeting would be all right, Mickey. You'd have plenty of air. Big enough light to take us.
I hate people to be disappointed because we, you know, we build up to this and we do our best, we try our utmost and, you know, it's a bit of a letdown there for the last minute, something goes wrong, hasn't it?
Yes,
still, we can't do more than try.
No, it can't be helped.
Still.
You can't hold it up, can you?
We still have needed the amplifier, even if we'd been on the rostrum, you see, shouldn't we?
Would you? I suppose you would,
so.
But I don't
still,
know,
what
you, mate?
Yeah, well, it all depends on how loud the voice is,
Well, you can always hear me all right, can't you?
Yes.
I mean, I talk proper loud, don't I? I mean,
yeah.
You can't say you can't hear me.
You're
I mean, something's got to be real wrong if you don't hear what I say, mate.
Yeah. I reckon I'm hearing
and
you,
and if anyone's a bit faint, I can always speak for them, can't I?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, then,
that's
it's better than all this other lot, isn't it? Because, I mean, we can really get cracking, can't we? Get through, like, you know.
You're getting through now, all right.
Yeah, but I hear them,
that would be lovely on the platform. Wouldn't it, Mickey? That all be that would have been lovely on the platform if we'd been on the platform.
It's a shame, really.
Yes, you've done well.
Yeah.
You're doing well.
So how are you occasionally? You don't improve with age, do you?
Don't I? Mickey.
Now
don't start on me.
Now you know I love you very much.
Yeah.
But if you get too tense, I've got to make some stupid remark.
Because
it relieves the tension.
Yes,
you know,
right.
When
I don't mind.
When
well,
you see a thing blowing up and all that,
like,
I mean, it don't help, does it?
Yes, no.
If the medium is willing, we'll do that, because that's no...
Well, they can hear the tape presently.
Oh, well, they probably won't want to sit and listen to that, mate.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they will.
They will.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I bet they'll be glad of a cup of tea.
So if you carry on, Mickey, you carry on and bring them through, and then we'll have the tape going.
You bring the tea, Mickey.
Yes.
I ain't that clever, mate. Bad enough trying to get ourselves through that, making cups of tea. Nah, leave that to you lot on your side. We don't need tea over here, mate.
I bet
you
worked.
Don't need, do you?
Bet you worked hard for this, Mickey, haven't you?
Well, done our best, mate.
Yes.
But we can't help it if your mic's blown, can we?
No, never mind. You carry on. Because you can't hold the medium up like this, can you? I mean, you can't... as the power will run out. So if you carry on, we're getting it on tape. Let them come through. Oh, yes, they'll listen to it. You'd be surprised what they do, don't they, Douglas?
Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I hope they come too soon.
Mm. They will. Right in the middle while we're talking, you see.
I can't quite see why they haven't let us know. You see, I thought that it was a loudspeaker circuit going off, but singing indicates that they're just not...
not hearing us, yes.
Hello, Tony. Is anything happening down there? Can you hear us? If you can hear us, will you come up and let us know through the door?
Might as well carry on with this, mightn't we?
Yes.
Seeing it'll go on the tape.
Yes.
See, Mr. Flint can't keep on for a long time, do no. I? Hello. Come along.
Come on.
Try hard. You know it's hard to do.
Yeah, it's not possible, you know that.
Eh? What was that? Well, I'll try again.
I'm very sorry. You?
Very sorry, sir. Never mind. Come on, speak louder. We're sorry too, but never mind. We've got to carry on.
Douglas.
Yes?
Yeah.
Who's that?
It's Jim.
It's Jim.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Pleased you've come, darling.
Very sorry about this, because you know how we've all built up to tonight.
Yeah.
You know, on both sides.
But never mind.
These things, unfortunately, do happen. And
yeah.
Next time we must try and devise something else.
Yes. So glad you got through.
I think they picked up this part of it downstairs, anyway.
Yes.
Am I?
Yes, I picked up quite a lot. But, it sounds as if they're right off the air at the moment, Jim.
We're getting an odd tape, though, Jim.
Someone's coming up the stairs.
Yeah. Is that? I don't know. Come on, carry on talking, Jim. Come along. It might be picking up any minute, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, don't worry about Saturday. On Wednesday, he said.
Well, I said,
I'm so sorry, you know. We have so been looking forward to this, you know. It is very disappointing, you know.
Yeah.
We had so worked for everything, you know. We wanted to do such a wonderful thing.
Yes.
But we were not, no, of course, it is one of those things, you know,
material,
that no one can help. It is unfortunate. But everyone has been so anxious for this, you know. We have tried so very hard, you know, that perhaps it may be possible, huh?
That's
to have something else, huh? Later on. And then we try it differently.
Yeah.
I think it is better if the medium is in the same hall, you know, and then there cannot be this confusion and complication, you know.
Yeah.
But we don't want you to be too upset. It is an experiment. But next time, we do it differently. Eh, monsieur?
Yes.
That will be much better. Anyway, everyone here send love and blessings to you.
Is that your mother, Teresa?
All my love to you, my child.
Thank you,
don't be too disappointed.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au
revoir. Oh, she's lovely. Hello.
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 I know who that is.
Yes, that's very sorry.
Hello, darling.
I'm very sorry. I'm so anxious to come.
Yes.
How is going?
Yes.
Bye-bye.
How is going? Goodbye, bye-bye, darling. That's little back then.
Douglas.
Yes.
Very sorry. Just unfortunate, but we've done our best under very, very difficult circumstances. No one is to blame. We were going along very well, but the conditions do change, and you know, the vibrations can be very much affected by mechanical devices.
Right.
And next time I suggest that you try, if you can, to have the medium in the hall. It'd be much more satisfactory from that point of view. Anyway, we all send our love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
That was Jim, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Nicky. Thanks for everything you've done. God bless you all.
Thanks for us anymore. It's not pretty, but there you are. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nicky. Thank you. You've done your best.
I think we'll take the tape recorder then. We'll play it to them, you see.
Yes. We got it on time. Anyway, we carried on, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel, Leslie? All right?
I feel all right, yes, but I feel naturally very disappointed.
Yes, so am I. I am too.
But, what could have gone wrong?
I mean, I flew.